Hey folks, Dan Trejo here with your closing bell for December 3rd, 2024. So mortgage rates, they're steady, and I don't have a problem with that. I hate the days where we're up a quarter or down a quarter. It's like the Dow Jones, up 500 one day, down 700 the next day. It's kind of tough to manage. So right now we have much stability in the bond market. So it wasn't that way all day. If you go over to my market summary, which I will have listed down below, it basically comes out and says at the beginning of the day or prior to the opening bell on Wall Street, South Korea declared martial law. Okay. So what that did is it caused uncertainty throughout the world. A lot of people moved to safe havens. We know what they move into. They move into bonds. But then the JOLTS index came out today and it was kind of a lot, well, let's say it was a lot higher than expected. So that pulled rates, interest rates all the way back down to kind of where we started for the day. So if you go down through my newsletter, like I said, which will be down below, it gives you all this in the context. It tells you what news came in today, which we had the JOLTS index. That number came in right through here. JOLT is 7.44 previously. It jumped all the way up to 7.74. So that was kind of a shock in the markets. And then tomorrow we have some numbers coming in that the Federal Reserve will be paying attention to, ADP payroll numbers. But do they really pay attention to the ADP payroll numbers? Because I kind of just let it go sometimes because they're either right on the button or they're way off. So that's what we're seeing right now. So that's in today's newsletter. If you go over to the broad markets, we have the MBS market down 11 right now. That means mortgage rates might tick up just a tad, but I think that was already priced in. So let's go over here. Yep, it was already priced in. Basically, the markets were flat at that time. So that's what we're seeing right now. But I wanted to go over to CNBC, and they have a special report right now telling us what home sales did in the last month. So it's a little bit shocking, and I think you might find some at least comforting news about home sales in this video.
Now, we have pending home sales for October, but for that, we go to Diana Olick. Diana?
Pending home sales rose 2% in October month to month, according to the realtors. That's a beat. The street was looking for a slight drop. Sales were up 5.4% compared with October of last year, and this is the highest level on the index since March. This, even though mortgage rates rose sharply in October, starting near 6% and ending near 7%, this count is based on signed contracts, so people out shopping during the month and inking contracts on a home. Sales rose in all regions of the country, even the South, where we saw back-to-back hurricanes. Sales of newly built homes, which are also based on signed contracts, actually fell sharply in the South in October. Now, this bump in existing homes recently is likely because there's just much more supply on the market. Active listings up 29% year over year, according to Realtor.com. And finally, my favorite stat, the lockbox indicator. This is a count of how many of those door key lockboxes are open to show a home. The realtors say those openings were up 7% year over year in October, which suggests much more demand moving ahead into the winter months. Sarah?
Okay, so basically, based on that report, it looks like demand's starting to pick up. Mortgage rates are stabilized. Let's see what home prices are doing. So we go over to here, CoreLogic. U.S. home prices increased another 3.4% on a one-year-over-year basis in October. So if you've been sitting on those sidelines, folks, you're missing out. So that's what we're seeing right now in the markets. So now what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? Well, here it is, Fed Daily. December rate cuts are absolutely not off the table. A lot of people are saying there's not going to be any rate cuts. But I think today's JOLT index might throw a little curveball into that. So that's one piece of the puzzle we're looking at there. What's the Federal Reserve expected to do? Well, we go to the CME FedWatch tool to figure out that. There's still over a 70% chance that they will be cutting in December. So far, we have home sales going up. We have inventory going up. We have prices going up. And we have rates stabilizing and hopefully on their way down here very soon. So that's our report for today. So you then might ask, Dan, who are you? What do you do? I'm just a loan officer, folks. This is what I do for a living. I don't do videos. I don't do, I do loans. So if you're out there trying to find, who can help me in this state or that state or with this program, I'd love to help you because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I'm set up with over 50 different lenders to be able to provide you the services we here have at ServBank, are all of our loan products. Plus, we're also one of the country's largest brokers. We're set up with over 50 different lenders to help you navigate this whole environment. Let us take the heavy lifting off of you. If you're looking to buy that first house, think of it. Can you put in one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 50 different lenders? Who else is going to do that? That's going to save yourself getting 50 credit reports pulled on you. So think of it. So my name is Dan Frio. How you can find me is go to theRateUpdate.com. We have several things right through here that can help you. Let me scroll that down a little bit. Right up here, if you want to get the ball rolling, you can hit the Apply Now button. If you want to check and see if there's any grants available for you on that home purchase, check those out right through there. But the one feature where we're really striving for people to use is to schedule a one-on-one consultation. So you can ask your questions to me, David, or Alan, one-on-one, no pressure, and we can answer those for you. And then if you're happy, satisfied, and you want to move forward, we'll go ahead and move forward to get you pre-qualified or at least get you approved. If you're looking to refinance, maybe you're looking to buy your first investment property, we can help you with all these products. So visit me at theRateUpdate.com. And if you'd rather call us, you can scroll down to the bottom right through here, and there's our phone number as well as my email address right through there. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I hope you learned something today. See you tomorrow.